You're with SBS Radio.
We're here today interviewing the Ateneo Blue Eagles players 30, SJ and BJ. Guys, thank you for this time. Tell me, how are you finding Australia?
Cold?
It's pretty cold here.
Very cold. So, nandito kayo ngayon for a tour, right? So, getting ready for the next season, obviously. Anong preparations nyo apart from the tour that you guys doing for to get ready for the next UAAP season?
We've been practicing in Greece. We didn't have any games in Greece, but that's where we really tried to develop our system and make sure na we're more comfortable playing it with one another.
Yeah.
And of course, we really try to make sure that the team's chemistry is on point as well.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Yeah. So, what else apart from trying to get the team together? Ano pang ginagawa niyo to prepare for the season?
Siguro para sa amin, hindi basketball related. Yung pagsasama namin sa camp, sa mga hotel namin, like iba-iba kami sa isang room, like nagbabonding kami and like getting to know each other well, ganun, para mas maganda yung team chemistry namin.
Importante nga yun sa kasi ano, ilang games kayo per season, no? So dapat may team chemistry kayo. So isip ko kasi estudyante kayo, athletes. Paano nyo nagagawa yung work-life balance nyo at making sure you get good grades?
For us, siguro as a team, we have to remind each other each practices. During practices na hindi palagi na focus namin is basketball lang. So, lagi parang meron kaming group na nandun sila, mga managers namin na remind sa amin na kailangan pagbutihin lagi yung pag-aaral kasi kapag hindi mag-aaral, hindi naman kami makakalaro. So, ayan.
And also just to emphasize what SJ is trying to say, we're student athletes first. Student always comes first before the athlete. So, you know, yun ang sinasabi niya, our priorities are school. So we have to make sure na before practice, nagagawa na namin lahat ng kailangan namin gawin academically para wala na kami iniisip during the games.
Now we've got Coach Tab Baldwin, who's the head coach of the team. Coach, I know you're munching on that barbecue and ready to go.
If I don't
exactly.
Jump in now.
Yeah, thanks for this time. Coach, how was the preparation for the next season holding up?
Pretty good. A little bit disrupted. Our plans for June were changed at the last minute. And instead of getting games in Greece or in Europe where we would have gotten them, we ended up getting games here in Australia. So, you know, we have to really see what the caliber is like. The first couple of games in Perth were good. Not at the level that we would have gotten in Greece. But still, they were okay. And then we'll get a couple of games here in Melbourne. But, you know, on the tour, we'll only get 4 games, whereas in Greece last year, we got 7 games. So, you know, because of the disruption in June, the D-League playoffs, it's been disrupted. And, you know, I hope that that's not going to have a negative impact, you know, down the road for us.
Yeah.
And we don't see our job as cheerleaders of the players. We see our job as critics. So the pressure is constant. The satisfaction is negligible, and so we're always looking to be better in every little way. So the players won't ever get the luxury of feeling like, you know, they've really accomplished something. And at the end of the season, if we're champions, which we've been the last 2 years, we give them about 48 hours to enjoy that, and then we'll start talking about, you know, improving them, which is our primary goal. We don't talk about championships. We don't talk about winning. We talk about trying to make professionals out of amateurs.
Yeah.
And so that job isn't done until they're actually drafted and sign a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, we have a lot of work to do, and we create that pressure for ourselves and for the players. And, you know, so far so good. We think that there's a lot of buy-in, and the players see that we are there for them, and we're not there for our record or for the university's record or anything else. We're there to build professionals, and the payback is that they win. And when they win, everybody's happy. So far, so good.
Awesome. Thanks for putting that into in a different perspective. But coach, how important is mindset?
Well, yeah, you know, it's up there for sure. I think without that, you don't get the work ethic. Mm-hmm. You don't get the attention to detail. Mm-hmm. So you don't get, you know, the improvement from the 50% to the 90%, which is where you find great players. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody can be, you know, 50% of their potential with just going out and sweating and putting some effort in and listening a little bit. But if you have the mindset that, you know, it's never good enough and you're always playing against yourself more than your opponent, and your human nature is always going to be your downfall instead of your strength, then you realize that every time you start to think about relaxing, you're going backwards. Somebody else is going forward. And if that's the mentality that you can have, then it becomes very important to get you to the next level. And that's where we're trying to get them.
Awesome. Thanks for that, coach. I'd now like to thank you for the opportunity. Is there any messages that you want to give to our Australian-Filipino basketball fans listening right now?
Yeah, just keep producing players, you know. We recruit all over the world. And, you know, we're always trying to expand our network of friends of Ateneo mm-hmm. in the Philippine community. It's one of the reasons that we're here in Australia now. We know that the Australian basketball landscape is very strong. And, you know, I just wish all the Filipinos here great opportunities for life first here in Australia. It's a great country. It's full of great people. And I hope that if they can find opportunities in the basketball world, in the mainstream Australian basketball world, then they should take those, because Australian coaches do a great job. They're producing a lot of great players in the world right now. And we at Ateneo would love to, you know, dip our wick in there and grab a player or two as we go down the track, and see if we can't help these young Filipino players of Australian heritage find some success in the Philippines.
Awesome. Thank you very much, coach. It's very promising, because there are a lot of young up-and-coming talent, Phil-Australians, who love the sport and would want to make an impact as well. Thank you very much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.